Welcome to the suburbs with Andy and Greg. You didn't fly when you went to Florida, you drove?
We did drive. 2 days on the road, left New Year's Eve.
Very festive. Did you snap into a Slim Jim to celebrate New Year's Eve?
We did not. We were asleep by 8:30 till the 30-minute firework display in Atlanta went off at midnight.
In the parking lot?
Well, it was just right outside the window.
It turned out it was a truck stop blowing up. Somebody transporting gunpowder. So did Gabe go with you?
He did.
How's he travel?
The first 2 days, he was quite nervous and unsure of what was happening.
Is it because of your speed?
No, I just think he thought, why am I in the car and why am I not getting out of the car?
Oh, I see.
As you know, with animals, they have no perception of the future.
Yeah.
I think the past, they have memory, but they have no idea like where this is all going. My life now, apparently.
Right. You know, I wonder, though, if you do it, like, with me and mom duty, and Jeffrey's getting in the truck, because he knows what car ride means.
Like I had said on the trip going down, he was super stressed out. Mm-hmm. On the second day, he actually rode in Jennifer's lap and was much more comfortable, like all of us in Jennifer's lap. Wouldn't you be, too? He adapted to the condo really well. We had a webcam that watched him. He just slept. We were gone for an hour or 4 hours. He just was sleeping. One time when watching the video, we did catch him playing poker with three other dogs. Weren't you one time talking about using webcams up at the lake?
My sister, she'll puff up her chest when she thinks she's got this great idea. And I go, what's the idea?
Tell me more.
We put cameras around mom's house so that we can see her and see the caregiver that is filling in for me when I'm gone.
Spying.
So how much are you willing to spend on storage? And she goes, what do you mean storage?
Storage? We don't need no stinking storage.
I go, it's just real time unless you're willing to pay for storage. She's the type of person that doesn't want to spend money on anything. And it doesn't matter whether it's a huge inconvenience for me. I just need to suck it up. I'll give you another example. So mom's house was buttoned up because we've been there for so long, but her garage, she was like a hoarder in the garage.
Your mom?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
And my dad was a mini hoarder that way with like files. He has my taxes from when I was in college in a folder.
Just in case.
Yeah. What? 1980 taxes from me.
Oh, I believe they're right over here.
He knows exactly what drawer they're in.
Step back. Get in my way.
So my brother died 10 years ago. She's got all of his paper files in plastic tubs in the corner of the garage. And then my stepdad would see that as something to pile things on. All you got to do is move one thing. You've got an avalanche of discarded stuff. They don't want to throw it away because, hey, what if I want to patch that inner tube? And you're like, okay, but we've got three of those.
What if?
Yeah, right. Hey, I might be able to use this when they come up with a plan to fix it.
You know, a trash can and a garbage bag would also be a good plan.
I'm talking about going up to mom's and cleaning out the garage. And my sister says, yeah, let's just do enough that we can put it in the trash can that gets picked up by the trash truck.
So this process will take probably a decade.
Yes.
At that rate.
Yes. Yes, it is. I said, I'd like to park my boat in here in the winter. No, I don't want to wait that long.
There'd be flying cars by that point.
There will be. There'll be flying boats. I'll have a 3D printed boat by then that flies.
A nice one.
Yeah. Hydrofoil.
I confess that I have tubs and totes of various wires and cables. I actually have them labeled as audio, video, computer, as three giant tubs.
With the label maker?
Yes, with the label maker. Over the course of any given year, I'm in one of those tubs looking for something that I can use or need. Some people might say, you know, what do you have all that junk for? It's for the future, just in case.
Those are cords and cables and things that you use. You might not use them all the time. I'm the same way with wood.
Okay, we're going to start talking about Viagra again?
I'm not keeping scraps that are like 2 inches long. I'm keeping boards.
Size matters.
Keely will look at it and she'll go, are you going to do anything with those boards? are we really going to go there? Because you've got a room with fabric and yarn that, do you really want to open that Pandora's box? Which is always a lose for me when I bring that up. I can never have the upper hand.
No, get rid of that wood. I'm keeping my yarn. Next subject.
Giant pictures of colored fruit might come back into fashion again. Aunt Ethel's couch might need to be recovered.
You can make a wooden frame for it.
Yeah, I could.
It's a win-win.
Wall art.
And within those tubs of electronics I have, I did recently go through and recycled about 6 old routers. So,
oh, nice. So now, 6?
Yeah.
6 routers. Was one of those dial-up?
Probably. You were talking about all the stuff that your father had accumulated over the years. I think we were talking offline about you having to find a shredding service. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And have you pulled the trigger on that?
Yeah, I did pull the trigger. It's called Keely Sits in Front of a Bag Tearing Things into Pieces.
That's the cheaper way to do it.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's how I knew that he had my tax forms from college, because she was going through things. So he did all of the commercial art for Procter & Gamble and Dow Brands, so scrubbing bubbles, which we found out as we're going through all this stuff, scrubbing bubble has a name, Scrubbles.
Scrubbles?
Yes.
Precious.
He had this folder where he had done all the drawings for Scrubbles if they were going to animate it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to frame several frames of Scrubbles.
Very cool.
We found a Ziploc ad that he had done in co-branding with the LA Lakers and Robert Horry. They needed Robert Horry's autograph on the art. So I've got Robert Horry's autograph with the Ziploc ad.
Put that right up on eBay.
Yeah, right.
You could buy that hydrofoil you were wanting so badly with that money from that eBay sale. Several years ago, we went through one of our purging exercises, going through drawer by drawer and just say, what's this and why do we have this? And
did you end up in the recycle bin?
I was close.
Were you? You were good that day, so you dodged a bullet.
Yeah. Amongst all of this was boxes of records that we had been keeping for years. I mean, some of them went back 20 years worth of stuff.
You don't mean vinyl?
No, not records, paper records. Okay, we're going to get rid of these. So we didn't ask Keely to come over and tear it up. Wish I had.
3 days worth of
So we hired a company that comes to your home, and they have a big giant trash bin that you just dump everything in, and you go out and stand by the truck and watch a TV monitor as the stuff shredded. And I said to Jennifer, you know, it's possible really what's happening is that's a videotape playing. And there's a guy inside there just going through and pulling out all your credit card records.
Taking pictures of it.
Social security records. And filing stuff as needed as you're watching this videotape that they play of just the generic shredding.
He's pulling a camera out of the heel of his shoe. You know, like some kind of secret spy.
Nice work, Miss Moneypenny.
So Dad's dying, and we're headed to sit by him. There's this guy laying in bed dying, but what ends up happening is you just talk about random stuff. So we're headed over there. I pick Carly up, and she goes, boy, I could really use a Starbucks. And I said, I can pull over and get you one. I'll use my Starbucks card, because if I spend a certain amount of money, I get a little bit of money back. That's called girl math. I go, what? It's called girl math.
Explain that better to me. You've lost me on girl math. Not new math.
No, it is new.
Very new.
It's new. I don't know that it works for the IRS, but you know, I don't know that you get your MBA with girl math.
But here's my taxes. Well, this is a mess. Well, I use girl math.
You see here where I returned this sweater and I got money back? Yeah, that's called paying myself. You already spent that money, though. You're just getting that money back. No, I'm paying myself.
I'm making money.
Yes, that's what it is.
Minting money.
Yes. If she spends more, she gets a few cents back. It's like the online shopping where they go, if you spend $250, you know, you're sitting there, you go, okay, I want to buy 2 t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, you're almost there. If you spend $200 more, you get free shipping. It's not in your budget, whether you can afford it or not, to spend the extra $200 on t-shirts.
Because they're already making money in the shipping anyway, so it's a win-win for them.
It is.
The American dream.
spending more to save on shipping.
That's right.
So dad dies. We're going to do the funeral, and then everybody comes back to his house for food. So then mom dies. We're going to do the funeral. We've
got like... rinse, wash, repeat.
Totally. Within 11 days.
Wow.
And so my sister says, and this is mom, not dad, I want to buy sandwiches from Costco because they're such a great deal. Now, if you say, we're having a party and it's a veggie tray from Costco, I'm not coming. Because, you know, it's going to be baby carrots, cut up green peppers, celery sticks.
Ranch dip.
Ranch dip. Yes, exactly right. A giant, like, you're stuck with those vegetables until they rot. Because everybody looks at it going, oh, veggie tray.
Even the rabbits won't eat it out in the yard.
No, they're like, oh, that's the Costco veggie tray.
Yuck. Don't put that on the invitation.
Or you could go the other direction. The fruit tray from Costco. Unripe honeydew.
Unripe strawberries.
Yes. Overripe watermelon. The orange but has no taste cantaloupe with some random cut up apples.
Semi-liquefied.
Yeah, right. She's like, it's such a good deal on these sandwiches. And I go, okay. These sandwiches are in Fort Wayne, which is an hour away. So you've got to drive an hour, pick up the sandwiches, and drive an hour back. We could have just grilled steak for everybody by the time. Let's do that. It tastes better. I would enjoy it. And I get my time back.
Who wants filet mignon?
Right.
More filet? Right. Well, thank you.
God, I wish Julie died more often. This is tasty. This is like a 5-star restaurant. You know what's missing from this? Veggie tray. There is no veggie tray.
Some Dom Perignon.
Right. From 1850.
The good stuff. Well, didn't she want you to go to your dad's house to get napkins or something as well?
Yeah, to go up to mom's. She thought, okay, hey, we just had one of these, and there's plastic silverware at dad's house. Would you mind going to dad's house to get the plastic forks to bring up to mom's? I go, okay, you do know that that's 40 minutes each way. So it's an hour and a half for plastic forks.
I'm sure no other store sells those, so. Makes sense for you to go get them.
Certainly. Meijer, Kroger.
7-Eleven.
Family Dollar. CVS.
Five and below.
There are probably guys at the corner. Like, I pass guys at the corner of 38th Street and Lafayette Road selling cotton candy. I bet you they've got plastic forks. I could stop and get plastic forks from the cotton candy guys. That's a weird impulse buy, you know? There used to be this whole thing at the gas station. They've got all this extra space that they're not using by the actual corner that's paved. Mm-hmm. And they're selling Scarface rugs. Do you remember that?
All over by the Motor Speedway. Race month, there's vendors set up on every corner.
Yeah.
Selling random goofy stuff.
And it's always Scarface. Can you imagine Jennifer going, you know what our living room really needs is a Scarface rug?
That would really round it out.
Who buys that? Is that what you buy when you're a freshman in college to like spruce up the dorm room?
Velvet Elvis.
Yeah.
I'd take that before Scarface rug. Say hello to my little friend.
Do you suppose Al Pacino has ever like gone past the Scarface rug guy?
And bought one.
His whole house has it. You know, it's like wall art.
Yeah. I'm sure he's not getting residuals from the Scarface rug guy. Another check comes in the mail for $8. Oh, that's for Scarface rug.
Right.
Indy Motor Speedway.
It's on the memo of the check. Yeah. I'm an event planner now. I've got a degree in event planning after both parents die within 11 days.
Well, you certainly dress the part.
I tend to not look in the mirror too much, but I know the clothes that I'm wearing. And I know that I don't look like a dude that will work for food at the intersection.
Coordinated nicely.
Okay, I have all my teeth. They may be held in place by wires right now, thanks to the braces. I get my hair cut.
Both of them.
Yeah, right. I actually say that too, usually.
Me too. I say I leave my car running. Right. Pull up and just get out and run back in.
Oh, that reminds me of a dad rant. I inherited this from his side of the family, and he actually called to make an appointment with Great Clips. I didn't even know you could do that. He says, and I just want the same. I just want a little bit off the collar. How much are you going to fleece me for this time? That's what he said.
$9.
I'm not going to fleece you money-wise, but it's going to look like hot garbage when you leave. I mean, I would cut it like some kind of randomly torn piece of paper. I would spitefully zigzag your hairline just for saying, how much are you going to fleece me for? Is that compelling her to do a good job for you? I go, Dad, you actually said that? Well, yeah! Yeah, $9. You said $9. You've worked your whole life, you've got an investment portfolio, and you're ragging on her about cutting your hair and charging you $9. I mean, what is she supposed to do for a living?
Did he tip her?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Loose change.
He's probably got that rubber squeeze change purse thing. So Carly has her own salon. I go, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you go have your granddaughter cut your hair? And he goes, do you know how far that is? Yeah, I know. Why would you do something out of the kindness of your heart to support your granddaughter? And think of the conversations you might have, the things that you could tell her about your life while you're in the chair getting your hair cut.
I can't afford her.
Do you know how much time that takes out of my day? You're 89. What are you doing? What are you doing with your day? What would you miss on that day to support your granddaughter?
Judge Judy.
He doesn't do that.
No?
No. He used to read the paper, but then, you know, that's a separate rant for a separate day about editing. Editing and the newspaper isn't worth the paper it's printed on and yada, yada. Okay, read it online. No, I'm not supporting them at all. One of the things I said in his eulogy was, do you know how many businesses are happy that Leroy died? Because now they can just like go back. They don't sweat the small stuff anymore. I'll teach them. Oh, yeah, I know. Comcast is sitting there twiddling their thumbs. Like, oh, my God, he's canceled his service.
What are we going to do? Guess we just better just bag it.
I don't know. Hopefully we invested in streaming and it'll be okay. Because Leroy's not doing it.
We're down one customer.
IndyStar, same thing. Oh, they're sitting there like, woe is me. We're going to close our printing plant. Leroy stopped. He's proving a point. Oh, no. So my mom marries a guy that she's dated for 6 months. You're going to get married after 6 months of dating? Well, at my age, you know.
What do you know?
That's what it ended up being.
Right.
What were you thinking? What it ended up being, because she realized probably 3 years into it, I've made a terrible mistake. So I said, okay, well, you know, you had a prenup. You're not going to lose the house in the divorce. She's like, oh, I can't introduce another divorce into the family. I don't want the grandkids to get the wrong idea about life. Really? That was her excuse. I said, you're the only one that got divorced ever in this family. And that was 1973. The kids weren't even alive.
Traumatized. Another statistic.
Where's the girl math in that one?
One, two, that's two.
So anyway, his name's John, and so she would justify the whole marriage by saying, he's got a bad heart, he's going to die soon anyway.
She's going to wait it out.
Just picture in your mind the pages of a calendar flying through the air, 27 years worth. So this weak heart...
Time marches on.
Yeah, it marched, and that weak heart ended up toughing it out. It's like, I'm going to...
Show you.
Yeah, right.
Was he miserable too?
That was the whole problem.
Oh, he came in miserable.
This life. Yeah, I know. Yeah, God help you. You live on a lake. She's the one working. What a terrible life.
Boo-hoo.
I know. So, poor you. Man, you and the people who have to walk 5 miles with one jug of water on their head just to have enough drinking water to live. You two are like neck and neck in just woeful existence. So we're on death watch with him. He's got cancer and he's on his way out. And I get the phone call. Okay, it's going to happen today. And I said, okay. So I drive up there. I had gotten there and he had just died and she'd called the funeral home to come pick up his body. The two guys that they sent barely had the strength to lift a toothpick. And I'm not kidding you. I don't know how they eat. I mean, a fork would be too heavy. These are the only two people known to man to exist and get their nutrition through photosynthesis. That's it.
They're transparent.
They are.
So thin.
They can't get the gurney into the bedroom where he died to transfer him from the bed to the gurney. So the gurney is out in the hall, and they pick him up out of bed, and he's shaped like a V. Like, one's got him by the feet, the other one's got him under the arms, and he's literally, I'm watching this happen.
It's traumatizing.
Well, I didn't like him, so it didn't matter. Oh, yeah. It wasn't traumatizing to me. I was fascinated by the whole thing.
Get this f***er out of here.
Kind of. Can you move faster?
I got things to do. Judge Judy's on.
We've got sandwiches to buy from Costco. So they get to the door and bang his head into the door jamb.
This is like a Three Stooges episode.
It's totally like that. It's me, my sister, and my mom, and just boom, into the door jamb.
Oops.
I just look at my sister like, did I just see that? And she looks at me like, yes, you did see that. So they put him on the gurney and they zip him up in the body bag right there in the hallway. So then they whip out the clipboard, which means that they're official.
Mm-hmm. Has to have a clipboard.
The only thing they were missing was the hard hat.
Yeah.
They could have gotten into any concert through the back door.
In a windbreaker.
Yep. And so they said, we've got some documents we need you to sign. And she said, okay. And they put the clipboard on his head. And I've got tears in the corner of my eyes. And it's so funny. And my mom goes, I'm happy to sign those, but do you think you could remove that from his head first? And the guy goes, oh, I'm so sorry. Yes. And then just like hands her the clipboard.
I'm sorry for your loss. Next.
So they wheel him out the front door. And that's when I see the vehicle that they're driving, and it looks like, in condition and style, like a painter van. This one was like they're upgrading the painter van, and so they sold this one on Facebook Marketplace.
Didn't have ladders on the top.
The attachment was there. If John weighed more, I don't know how they would have gotten him out of the bed.
Well, they probably used the bungee cables to secure him in the
towing chain.
Toe strap.
Hi, this is Andy. If you enjoyed listening to our podcast, please be sure to subscribe and share. Remember, laughter is contagious. Help us spread it by telling a friend.